We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
You are so quick, man. You eat so fast. Hey, take it easy, huh? Slow.
Hello and welcome, Green Living viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouet, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendoSat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Inkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, in Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraiso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, S.A. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Cristel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subahtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh, in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotosh, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City, in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungal Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Thank you.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, donors give $430 million for Zimbabwe's health system. In community news, a Japanese children's home received an anonymous 1 million Japanese yen gift. In animal welfare news, the Azerbaijani government takes steps to protect precious Karabakh horses. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 6th, is Finland's Independence Day, which pays tribute to its autonomy attained in 1917. Between Sweden and Russia in Northern Europe, Finland is one of the most densely forested countries in Europe and is known for its thousands of lakes. The Kwakken Archipelago features evidence of the melting of the continental ice sheets 10,000 to 24,000 years ago. Made up of 5,600 islands, it is part of a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. We wish the kind residents of Finland a festive Independence Day.
Fly-in news. Heavy rains claim lives in Indonesia. As of Monday, December 5th, days of incessant rainfall caused more than 15 people to perish as flooding hit parts of both South and Central Sulawesi provinces. Near the South Sulawesi capital of Makassar, at least 11 people perished, with several others injured and still more missing when a concrete wall collapsed. While 5 people lost their lives and 1 person is still unaccounted for in Central Sulawesi's Bolopapu village when a river overflowed its banks. More than 400 residents had to be evacuated as hundreds of houses were damaged or destroyed. The main road to the village was also submerged, isolating some areas which had also lost power. The National Disaster Management Agency stated that rescue teams of military personnel and local police crews had been dispatched to search for those missing, as well as assist other affected residents.
Conveying all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please find out if any additional assistance is needed, requesting that they also go if possible to comfort the most desperate, as she said that funds for emergency aid are available.
We are grateful for the efforts of the Indonesian officials and relief personnel, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her kind-hearted concern. It saddens us to know of the lives lost, and we pray for the safe recovery of those missing, and that such disasters subside as we strive to restore our harmony with nature.
Volcanoes erupt in Formosa or Taiwan, Italy and Iceland as quakes jolt Guatemala, New Zealand and the United Kingdom. Early on Friday, December 2nd, the Wandan mud volcano in Dingtung County of Formosa erupted, spewing hot grey mud that flowed into areas of Sinuan Township, where residents lit fires to burn off the emitted gases. In Latin America, a 4.7 magnitude earthquake shook Guatemala that same day, centered 70 kilometers northeast of Huehuetenango.
On Saturday, a trembler measuring 5.3 on the Richter scale rumbled under New Zealand's Cook Strait, 30 kilometers southwest of Wellington, where minor damage to buildings was reported. In Italy that morning, Mount Etna erupted, emitting a small cloud of ash, while in Iceland, seismic tremors continue as part of over 500 that have rocked the Katla volcano over the past month, raising fears of a massive eruption that could cause catastrophic flooding as the frozen surface of the volcano melts. On Sunday, a 2.2 magnitude quake rattled UK residents in the early hours of the morning as it struck Cornwall at a shallow depth. There were fortunately no reports of significant damage or injuries for any of the volcanic or seismic events. With thankfulness for the safety of those in the affected regions, we pray that such distressing conditions may be eased through our more caring stewardship as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet.
There's a real link between diet and environment. And
whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
So we have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
We have to have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Cho Chúa suốt đời không đổi thay, cảm ơn người độ lượng chăm sóc thân mọn hèn cho thức ngon nước mát cho nệm ấm chân em. Tim tôi chỉ có người thờ phượng Chúa suốt đời, ngày ngày chờ trong cống, đêm đêm bao mệnh người. Ôi sao người đẹp quá, tôi mãi nhìn không ngơi. Ôi bàn thay người chín xuôi sẽ ngậm cười. Tim tôi chỉ có ngày ngày chờ trông cống đêm đêm bao mệnh người. Ôi sao người đẹp quá, tôi mãi nhìn không ngơi. Ôi bàn tay dịu mát làm tươi cả cuộc đời. Tôi thương người khôn ta, vâng người tôi đã rời. Sẽ ngậm cười. Tôi yêu người mãi mãi. Ôi thương quá đi thôi.
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 414. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Israelis freed in Georgia. On Friday, December 2nd, Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili issued full pardons for businessmen Ron Fuchs and Zaev Frankiel, who had been detained for the past year. The decision, which was said to be a gesture of humanitarian consideration for the detainees' health, was made after talks between Georgian and Israeli officials, as well as a letter of appeal from Israeli President Shimon Peres to President Saakashvili. We appreciate this decision of clemency, Your Excellency, and the harmonious resolution between Israel and Georgia. Wishing Mr. Fuchs and Mr. Frankiel joyous reunions with their family and friends, and that friendship may flourish for all peoples across both lands.
Bollywood screen icon remembered. On Saturday, December 3rd, India's Dev Anand passed away at the ripe age of 88 in London, England. The Bollywood legend was known for his romantic and heroic leading roles in more than 100 movies. With his first color film, Guide, considered a timeless masterpiece that continues to be screened at film festivals and other venues. Among some of Mr. Anand's other notable movies are Hum Dono, Des Pardes, and Hare Rama Hare Krishna. In addition to acting, Mr. Anand went on to show great talent as a director, producer, and writer, with honors that he received for cinematic achievements throughout his career being both numerous and bestowed within his homeland and internationally. He was the recipient of India's Padma Bhushan Award, as well as the Dada Saheb Phalke Award, which is the highest distinction for lifetime achievements in film. He was also presented with an award in the USA, presented by then First Lady Hillary Clinton, for his outstanding contribution to Indian cinema. The news of his passing brought condolences from colleagues and dignitaries alike, with India's Prime Minister Manmohan Singh saying, "Dev Anand was an embodiment of a lifelong passion for acting and filmmaking. I join millions of his fans in mourning his death. We too send sympathies to the loved ones and countless admirers of Mr. Dev Anand, whose contributions to the world of film will continue to be treasured by audiences worldwide. May his soul rest serenely in the light and love of the divine."
Save Our Planet. Media report. Veganism halts climate change. Following the Veganism to Save the Planet gala hosted by the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association on Thursday, December 1st, coinciding with the COP17 meetings in Durban, South Africa, journalists Jocelyn Newmarch and Sue Blaine authored an article entitled COP17, A Message from the Master. Published in the South Africa-based Business Day on December 2nd, the article begins, "The truth is out. Veganism is not just for animal lovers, but also for anyone who cares about the effects climate change will have on the world."
The article covered the special gala dinner in which Supreme Master Ching Hai shared an important video message on the devastating effects of climate change, explaining how eliminating meat consumption is a critical part of the solution, as well as the health benefits offered by a vegan diet, which is also key to a peaceful world in which all beings may live in harmony. The article stated, her message was echoed by other speakers, including Indian parliamentarian Menaka Gandhi, Kenyan scientist Daniel Mayangi, also the executive director of BioWatch and the Animal Welfare Network of Africa, and American Stephen Maguire, who produced the climate change documentary The 11th Hour.
The authors further commented on other notable highlights of the event, such as the five-course vegan meal and a presentation from the Honorable Maneka Gandhi in which she described the benefits of turning away from meat and choosing plant-based alternatives. In speaking of Ms. Gandhi's vision, the article stated that she wished to see a convenience food restaurant chain based on mock meat, while it highlighted the international franchise of vegan restaurants already supported by Supreme Master Ching Hai, known as Loving Hut.
Meanwhile, Business Day also reported that Christiana Figueres, Executive Secretary of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, had announced in a Durban press conference that progress had been made during the first week of COP17 talks toward options to be presented for global nations' commitment to a second period of the Kyoto Protocol.
Our appreciation, journalists Jocelyn Newmarch, Sue Blaine, and Business Day, for your efforts to raise awareness on climate change issues and actions for the protection of our planet. May such informative coverage bring motivation for all to quickly adopt the most sustainable earth-saving vegan diet.
Save Our Planet, a new satellite technology analysis conducted by the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, and presented on November 30, 2011, revealed that annual global deforestation accelerated significantly between 2000 and 2005 compared to the previous decade, with only 30% of the world's land mass being currently covered by forests.
Save Our Planet. Researchers at Purdue University in Indiana, USA, report on November 28, 2011, that walnut trees, which are more sensitive to changes in temperature and humidity, may not be able to survive the increasing weather extremes of climate change.
Warning news. Having tested 8,000 oysters from 39 areas across the UK, the Food Standards Agency, or FSA, warned on November 29, 2011, that 76% of those tested were contaminated with norovirus, which causes intestinal pain and vomiting, and in extreme cases, can be fatal.
Hi everyone, I'm Mirabeau.
Hi there, I'm Laguna. We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Birds of My Life.
We're happy vegans with a tip of the day for your canine companion.
Your dog friend may really love helping you.
Some ways could be keeping you company when you do yard work or alerting you if someone comes to the door.
Just try communicating the task to your sweet pal and then watch your intelligent pooch enjoy doing her or his important job.
Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for watching.
Now the weather around the world.
We'll be right back. humanitarian news, donors give $430 million for Zimbabwe's health system. The United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, and European Union countries, including Britain, Ireland, Norway, and Sweden, have launched the fund to help Zimbabwean women and children access medical care. The finances will be used for medicine and equipment for health centers and hospitals. Our heartfelt gratitude to all donors for this life-saving project. May it help the gentle-hearted citizens of Zimbabwe to thrive in well-being and vibrancy.
In community news, a Japanese children's home received an anonymous 1 million Japanese yen donation. The funds and a letter were sent by post to Wagasugi Gakuen Foster Home in Mororen, Hokkaido, suggesting ways to use the gift. These included games, toys, textbooks, and clothes. The letter was signed by the pen name Ultra 7, the star of a well-liked television series in the country. This latest contribution is part of a series of donations to facilities caring for youngsters by people using the names of historical heroes and popular animation characters. Kudos, Ultra 7, and other kind givers. May the selfless spirit of sharing and service continue to grow in your lovely land. Up next on Noteworthy News, the Azerbaijani government provides veterinary services for rare Karabakh horses. We'll take a moment to give the dog his favourite vegan snacks. Stay tuned for more enriching news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, supporting news for a solidarity world. In animal welfare news, the Azerbaijani government takes steps to protect precious Karabakh horses. American news media CNN reported on efforts being made to conserve the beautiful equines. The national animal of the country, the majestic Karabakh horses, are considered to be a symbol of nobility and strength. With their numbers declining, the government is providing veterinarian services for the equines. Scientific studies are also underway so that the breed can be easily identified in the future. Our appreciation, Azerbaijani government, for your caring efforts. May the beautiful Karabakh horses flourish in health and security, continuing to forever bless our world.
Let's enjoy some light-hearted humor with a joke told in Hungarian entitled The Umbrella.
Egy nő ment az utcán az esőben, de egy esernyőt is tartott, amit nem nyitott ki. Ezért egy kíváncsi járókelő megkérdezte. Halló asszonyom, miért nem takarja el magát az ernyőjével, hiszen esik? Mire a nő így felelt. A gyártó leírása szerint ez az ernyő túl érzékeny az esőre. Keresni fogok egy ernyőt más gyártói leírással.
And now for viewers' hotline.
We enjoy the wisdom from many religions, as well as from past and present saints, featured on your channel's aphorism schools. Thanks. Keep up the great work. Wade from Melbourne, Australia.
Supportive we, many thanks for your kind note. We pray the profound spiritual truths expressed by enlightened masters of the past and present guide humanity to reach a compassionate era of our planet. May you and the nature-loving people of Australia be graced with inner serenity and divine insights.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May faith, love, and wisdom always be your inspiration.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Leaders of Myanmar's or Burma's central government and Burmese ethnic group Shan State Army South reach a preliminary peace agreement that includes an immediate ceasefire followed by the opening of liaison offices to pursue diplomatic efforts for harmonious coexistence.
Following several months of negotiations, delegates from Serbia and Kosovo, meeting in Belgium, reach an agreement to jointly manage all their border crossings with personnel that includes Serb, Kosovar and European Union officials.
2 years after a ban on smoking in bars and restaurants was enacted into law, a study by the North Carolina Division of Public Health in the USA shows a 21% decline in emergency room visits for heart attacks across the state.
The Arab-Australian Parliamentary Friendship Committee is launched between the Arab League and Australia, intended to bring together Arab ambassadors and Australian members of Parliament to share parliamentary interests and enhance cultural understanding.
In one of the largest single discoveries ever made, U.S. astronomers discover 18 new Jupiter-sized gas planets, many having similar characteristics that the astronomers say could help provide a better understanding of how planets form.
At the United Nations Wildlife Conference in Norway, Central Asian countries of Kazakhstan, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan agree to increase their shared efforts to protect endangered species such as the Bukhara deer, the Bactrian camel, and the horse-like onager, or Equus hemionus.
An anonymous Good Samaritan in Iowa, USA, donates more than $1,500 to the Iowa City Utility Service to pay off less fortunate families' overdue accounts to continue their water supplies over the holidays.
With the help of online social networks, Facebook and Twitter, veterinary students and residents in Bangkok, Thailand, organize temporary pet shelters, rescues, and free medical care for animal companions of flood-affected caregivers.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.